It was lovely to hear officially. It was very, very traumatic, and it was horrible to relive the different things that were there.
I know you've spoken before about how Kate was when you first arrived in the Cayman Islands, so I guess then you thought she was going to be coming home at that point.
Kate was absolutely awesome. She was inspirational. She was alert, alive, blowing kisses to people, winking, waving, chatting on Skype, and absolutely superb. Looking forward to having her tracheotomy done. Then we were coming home, and she'd been practicing her breathing and really trying hard, very inspirational. But unfortunately, it was just all taken away from her on the 27th.
And why did she need this tracheotomy if she was or seemed to be recovering very well?
Because she couldn't breathe fully on her own. She was on a breathing machine and had sort of the tube down her throat. She had to have that taken out to be able to travel. So a tracheotomy was much easier to manage. She could then speak properly. She could start eating properly. And it just would have helped her no end. She could have flown back happily without sort of all the cumbersome machinery.
And obviously, as you say, the procedure, which is a relatively routine procedure, unfortunately, went very wrong. I mean, did you know straight away that it had gone wrong and that something had happened?
Yes and no. That's a difficult one. I was told it was going to be done in the room. It was just a simple 40-minute maximum operation and I'd be able to see her. Come back in an hour. Came back in an hour. No, a little bit longer. Then another hour. Then sort of a little bit longer, and you're thinking, whoa, you know, hang on, something's not quite right. Then eventually I was allowed to go in, and they said, oh, you know, you can't see Kate, come on into a little room, we need to speak with you. So we had to pass Kate's room. So being mum, one has to look and see why you're not meant to see her. And she was sort of just very, very bloated, her eyes were just staring into the air, and I thought she was dead. And in actual terms, she was. But I was informed she wasn't.
Was it not until you got back to Southampton that the true extent of what happened was revealed to you? Or was it the doctors there that told you?
We were told in Cayman that she'd been put into an induced coma and gradually she'd be weaned out of it. But she was having massive seizures. And she had to have her lungs drained and you know, she really was not good. And seeing your daughter having seizures, eyes rolling, mouth frothing, quivering, it was horrific. It really was horrible.